This meditation is for frustration. Sit up in a chair or sit in a meditation pose or lay down. Put your hands on your chest and feel the connection of your hands on your chest and the warmth of your hands in your chest coming together. So it can give you a feeling of being grounded. It's a way to connect with yourself again instead of your emotions. So when we continue, you can choose to keep your hands on your chest, or you can put them on your lap with your palms open, having your thumbs touching your pointers or your middle finger. Or have your hands folded on top of one another on your lap. And when you're ready, you can close your eyes. We are going to do a few breathing exercises, and I will tell you first how to do it. Let's start. So you will take a deep breath in through your nose, and while you're doing that, you are going to visualize, sense, think, feel, imagine, any way you can do it, that your breath is breathing in light through your nose into your body. And when you breathe out through your mouth and let it go of stress, frustration, or anything you don't want to hold within your body. Okay, so let's start. Take a deep breath in through your nose and visualize light coming in, spreading throughout your body, and breathe out through your mouth. And let go of everything you don't want to hold in your body. And again, take in a deep breath. And visualize and think, imagine any way you can do it to breathe in the light into your body, into your cells, into the frustration. Go really deep and then let it go of anything you don't want to keep in your body through your mouth. Just breathe it out. One more time, breathe in the light through your nose. Let it touch you internally, including the feeling of frustration. Let the light touch the frustration and breathe it out through your mouth. Breathe out frustration, stress, anxiety, anything you have there. Just let it go. Now start breathing regularly again. Just follow your breath, easy breath. And then slowly you're gonna let go of your thoughts. You visualize them going like white clouds on a beautiful sky. Just let them go, let them disappear. And see them slowly disappear. And see how your thoughts are disappearing. Now you're going to use your breath to take you to your feelings of frustrations. Sometimes it is in the head, sometimes it is in the chest, sometimes in the stomach, or the lower part of the stomach. You are going to ask your breath to take you there. So breathe in and say, breath, please take me to where the frustration is sitting in my body. Breathe in and follow it with your attention and your awareness. and just breathe out normally. And with the next breath, you are going to go a little deeper. Slowly start to get deeper and deeper within, and with the next breath, you only hear my voice and a little background music. And you go even deeper and deeper into yourself, where the frustration is sitting. Just surrender to this process of dealing with your frustration. Just let go of any other thoughts you have connected with it. Just purely the feelings of frustration. Of course, there's a reason you feel frustrated, but we're not going to think about that right now. We're just going to deal with the feelings. So again, breathe in. Go all the way deep down to where the frustration is in your body and let go. Often when we get frustrated, it is for an underlying reason or reasons. Of course, when things go wrong or things happen, it can be frustrating. But deeper feelings of frustration are often due to deeper feelings. So we're going to connect those. So again, breathe in. Follow your breath to where the frustration sits in your body. And one more time, and now you go even deeper and deeper until you really get to the point where your frustration sits in your body. And surround the frustration with light and be loving and kind to it that it is happening for you. Embrace the feelings and say it is okay that you feel this way and it makes sense that you feel that way. Be really kind to yourself, because the more we embrace our feelings, the less intense they will be. And since frustration is, I said, a normal human emotion, it is okay to feel that way. It is more important what you do with it. So always make sure when you are frustrated that you and others are safe. So again, get into the feelings of frustration and bring your awareness and attention just there and nothing else. In kindness, warmth, empathy and compassion. Now let those frustrations kind of speak to you. So ask what is going on. What is going on deeper underneath of that? Is because the thing was just very irritating that just happened and you just need to blow off steam? Or is it because something happened that even further touched you in your emotions? Or is it something that you wanted to try forever and you can still not do it or not capable of doing it? Is it because somebody denied you something that you really wanted? Or is it because someone did not give you the right attention or day of light? Or is it because something is taking too much time? So there are so many different things that can make us frustrated. So sit with those feelings for a little while and just allow yourself to breathe into that and to see if an answer comes up. even go a little deeper or asking your question. If there is all pain in you from the past that is part of this feelings of feeling frustrated. Is it a recurring thing in your life? And is it recurring thing something that has been hard for you to deal with in general? So pay attention when you have your first answer. So after that, go a step deeper and ask your deeper emotion. Is there something that is really deep down in me that has been going on for a longer time? So first be gentle to the frustration, embrace the frustration. It is okay that you feel this way, and sit for it with a little while to understand it, that it is okay. Be gentle with it, as I said before, give it space. Sometimes we need to give negative feeling space. Now give it space in your body, and if it needs more space, give it more space outside of your body in the room, or even larger, just let it free flow in kindness. And then you are going to go a step deeper. How much in my life have I not gotten support from the people that are taking care of me, that I'm feeling so frustrated within me? Even then, it's not your fault, because these kind of feelings come and begin when there are hard times in your lives. So sit with it. Embrace it and tell it it's okay that you feel this way, even a step deeper. And then tell it that from now on you will take care of these emotions, and that you are going to listen to yourself, and you are going to embrace yourself in kindness, because if we don't, it will cost us too much stress in our lives, and we won't be able to do the other things that are important for our future. So say to yourself that it's okay that I'm feeling this way. It's okay that this is happening. It is not my fault, but I can be here for myself. I can be kind and friendly and loving to the feelings that are missing in me because of the lack of support in my life. And sit with those feelings and breathe in the light. And let go out of your mouth the feeling of hurt, of loneliness, or not being heard, or not being seen, or not getting enough love and attention, or not being listened to. Or just sit there as your best friend to you. Become the observer of yourself, of the emotions that are deeper down in you, and address them as kindly as you would with your best friend. Your best friend would say it's okay that you feel this way, that he or she understands it. And your best friend would say, hey, maybe we can find some solution for this, or maybe I will be here for you wherever you need me. And we can do this. We can show up with our awareness and our focus of our emotional self. As kind of a wise person we carry within too. So let the wise person take over in all kindness and sit with it for a little bit. Breathe in the light in and out the feeling of hurt. And just take a minute to do this breathing exercise on your own and I will be back in a minute. Okay, well done. And even if your thoughts were going to other places, that is okay, that is normal. Just whenever that happens, just bring it back down where you are doing the work internally. It is very normal. So now, be as your best friend or the wise person to kind of imagine, sense, think, feeling of giving your inner feelings a hug. And tell your inner feelings, I will be paying attention and I will be there for you whenever you need me. Just call upon me. So say, I will be paying attention and I will be here for you whenever you need me. Just call upon me. And then one more time, bring in the light. Breathe it in through your nose. And breathe out and let go of the frustrating feelings and just let them leave your body. Now slowly, when you are ready, feel where you are sitting, where you started. Just hear my voice and the music in the background. And when you are ready, you can wiggle your toes and then wiggle your fingers and open your eyes when you're ready. Now go back in your mind to this meditation and try to put it in your memory so you can call upon it what just happened in this meditation when you need it. Or even better, if you have a diary or a designated piece of paper to write this down. Write down the experiences, because when you write things down after what we have experienced, heard, or seen something, we often have a better chance that it is stored in our memories. I hope you feel calmer, and now it's time to kindly find solutions for your frustration. If you need to talk to people, or you need to learn something, or whatever it is, always in kind and peaceful ways. You got this. Namaste.